Now, in verses 14 to 16, and if the burnt sacrifice for his offering to the Lord be of fowls, then he shall bring his offering of turtle doves, young pigeons. You know, poverty was no excuse for not bringing an offering to God. The poor could come. A bird could be substitute. Anybody could go out and get a bird and offer it. And then did you notice when our Lord was born, they brought those little turtle doves at his dedication? His parents were poor. He was born in poverty. Now, the reason for the burnt offering in verse 17, he shall cleave it with the wings thereof, but shall not divide it asunder, and the priest shall burn it upon the altar, upon the wood that's on the fire. It's a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire, a sweet savor unto the Lord. And this is the third time we've been told it's a sweet savor to the Lord, which I think makes it adequately clear that this is the reason for the burnt offering. It's what God sees in Christ. Now you have the law of the burnt offering, and that's found over in chapter 6, verses 8 through 13. And there is something here that is so very wonderful, and I think it can be expressed in a statement that Anselm made years ago. Now let me read this quotation here. I hope I have time to do it. And the quotation is this: the minister shall say to the sick man, now this is for visitation, dost thou believe that thou canst not be saved but by the death of Christ? The sick man answereth, yes. Then let it be said unto him, go to then, and whilst thy soul abideth in thee, put all thy confidence in his death alone. Place thy trust in no other thing. Commit thyself wholly to his death. Cover thyself wholly with this alone, and if God would judge thee, say, Lord, I place the death of our Lord Jesus Christ between me and thy judgment, otherwise I'll not contend or enter into judgment with thee. And if he shall say unto thee that thou art a sinner, say, I place the death of our Lord Jesus Christ between me and my sins. If he shall say unto thee that thou hast deserved damnation, say, Lord, I put the death of our Lord Jesus Christ between thee and all my sins, and I offer his merits for my own, which I should have and have not. What a wonderful thing that is. This Christ, the Lamb of God, the true burnt offering, shall be accepted for thee to make an atonement for thee. This is the law of the burnt offering. My friend, between you and your sins, do you have the sacrifice of Christ? Has his blood been shed that you might live? Have you trusted him today? I say to you, that's all important. God sees Christ as the one that can alone satisfy him for your sins. Have you seen him like that? Are you still trying to bring your little puny self and your little goodness and offer that to God? God won't take that. He only accepts what Christ has done for you, and he makes over to you his righteousness. Trust him today and live.